Spoken Language 英语。
潘吉杰里告诉你。
Hi guys, welcome back to the show. 我是 Jenny.
And it's me, Spencer.
夏天快到了 ,summer is in the air, so a lot of people are working out, watching what they eat, because they want a better body for summer.
Yeah, well, they've started a little late, but yeah.
你不要这么打击别人 discouraging.
Well, I mean, it's better late than never, right, Jenny?
Yeah, it's never too late, 我是这样认为啦。那今天我们就要说说健身相关的英语啊。最近我们有一集付费课程就是说 getting in shape for summer.
Getting in shape.
然后好多留言。我就发现咦喜欢学英语的朋友在我们开言上面很多人也很爱健身、very into working out as well.
Yeah, well, working out is becoming more and more popular here in China.
多好的结合啊，一个是 you know, work out your English skills, and the other way is working out your body, right?
Yeah, that's right.
对，那既然 Spencer 是我们的健身达人，那今天就可以跟他学很多专业的健身知识，然后又可以学这些东西英文怎么说啊。So we're killing two birds with one stone. 一石二鸟。
但是你知道吗，关于健身呢，真的我觉得我是什么三天三夜也说不完。
三天三夜也说不完。
对，三天三夜也说不完。
那你今天就 condense 浓缩一点好吧。
I'll try my best.
好，那今天呢大家到我们的微信推送就可以看我们所有的关键字，然后包括加入开言英语这个已经有20多万人 follow 的微信公众号。觉得现在公众号上真的就是看到很多兴趣爱好还有目标很像的朋友聚集在一起啊，大家一起来学英语，一起来分享自己平时的一些 interest and hobbies, 都是很开心的一个事情，对，学英语我觉得也特别有动力 motivation,
right.
好，那先问一下 Spencer,健身在英语里就有好几种说法。
Well, yeah, I mean, there's working out, there's exercise, there's bodybuilding, there's fitness.
Yeah, but they mean slightly different things, right?
Yeah, for the most part. I mean, exercise is
锻炼。
Yeah.
动。
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's like, you know, 有最广泛的意思。I mean, it's just exercising incorporates everything. You know, 无论你在游泳还是举重啊，或者 you know, whether, no matter what you're doing, if you're exercising,
只要你动，反正就是 exercise.
Yeah, pretty much. And working out is similar, but it kind of has more of like a in the gym connotation.
对对对，我也觉得好像 if you say I work out, it implies that you are going to a gym.
Yeah, like if you're outside and you're like, you know, I don't know, 你正在长跑, right?
That's might, not like working out.
Yeah, you
right?
might. Yeah, you probably wouldn't say I'm working out. You might just say, oh, I went for a run. I went to exercise today. You know, it's a little different.
哎，那天我们付费课程，Adam 和 Diana 也是这样说，他们说 work out. 如果你跑步的话，一般就直接说 I'm going for a run, 就不会说 yeah, I'm going for a workout.
Right.
好，那后来你又说 bodybuilding,
yeah,
那个是
健美，
是 Arnold Schwarzenegger 这种施瓦辛格的。
Yeah. The big
muscles.
Know, yeah, definitely.
Right.
Yeah, bodybuilding. Yeah.
Fitness. If you say, you know, I'm into fitness, 也是有这种健美的感觉吗？还是比较大众化
？Yeah, but no. I mean, you know, I mean, you could say I'm really into fitness. It's like, oh, well, what do you like to do? Well, I mean, you could be into yoga if you're into fitness. Mm-hmm. You know, you could be into just, you know, really eating right, focusing on your diet, you know, running, swimming, rock climbing, you know, martial arts maybe even, you know.
反正我觉得 fitness 这个大的concept, 这个概念就是
So having a healthy lifestyle.
对，就是很 balanced. Mm-hmm.很平衡很健康的一个生活方式
That's right.
不仅运动然后吃对吧都很、mm-hmm. 就比较均衡的
exactly
so if you say someone is very fit 通常一个 fit 的人他第一肯定就不一定要很 muscular 不一定是肌肉很强但至少是very toned, 就是、
yeah.
对吧比较紧致就没有很多赘肉什么的
yeah exactly yeah I mean they're you know they're nice and tight.
很紧, and, 很 tight.
And, maybe they can run, for a long time without getting tired or, you don't have to be, some huge muscle head, to be fit. No.
诶, 那 Spencer,今天我们微信能放一张你的照片吗？
可以啊。
你有什么健身的照片可以给我们放放吗？
I could look for one. Yeah, sure. No problem.
太好，你拍一段视频吧，好吧？
一段视频也行。
你下次 workout 的时候好吗
？I could do that. I don't want to scare people though.
没有没有，因为我想让大家看，就是 Spencer 是一个特别 fit 的人，然后哎，反正到今天我们的推送就可以看了啊。
好好。
像你这样的肌肉 ，you're somewhat ripped, right?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, my body fat's pretty low.
英文里有一个说法 ripped.
Yeah. 这个意味就是 it implies that你的体脂很低。
体脂 body fat 很低。
Yeah.
然后肌肉很大吗？还是不一
定？You're like.粉粒度是很明显的，
什么度？
Like 粉粒度， like separation, like of the muscles, like the, it's, you know, 有线条的，
就 very sculpted,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
就是好像雕刻过的那种肌肉线条。
Yeah, you don't have to be huge to be ripped. A big person can be ripped, but you can be, like Bruce Lee wasn't really big, but he was super ripped.
哦，像李小龙虽然不是很大、很壮、很大只的，但他是很 ripped.
Yeah, exactly.
那我们看 Spencer 呢，就会发现第一印象 ，first impression is you've got huge arms, like the muscles on your arms
okay,
are very impressive. 拱二头肌、三头肌，
yeah,
这个英文怎么说？
Biceps and triceps.
So biceps, bi 就是两个，
yeah,
对吧
？Yeah.
Tri 就是三个
yeah,
啊。
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Biceps and triceps.
嗯、mm-hmm.
嗯。So obviously, 如果你想要很漂亮的 biceps and triceps, you should probably do some weightlifting, right? Weights.
Yeah, or you could do body weight workouts too. That are, I do a lot of pull-ups, so they'll be 引体向上，对吧
？Pull-ups, 引体向上，嗯。
Yeah, 对。
刚刚说的那个 weightlifting 就是举重，对吧
？Yeah.
举哑铃就是 lift.
Yeah, lift
weights.
Or, 哑铃 is like dumbbells. Gangling would be barbells.
Dumbbells 和 barbells.
Yeah, 哑铃是 dumbbells, 杠铃是barbells. Yeah.
好，你很专业。
蛮专业的。
但我也 I'm actually into working out.
Yeah, yeah.
But for me, because I don't really want big arm muscles,、
mm-hmm.
所以我对那些其实 weightlifting 就不是做的很多。
Mm-hmm.
I want toned abs, 所以我一般就是做的是那种比较 abs exercise core strength 比较多，那 abs 呢就是腹肌，
对，
那腹肌，如果说一个人，现在很多人不是喜欢有什么人鱼线、马甲线，那个英语怎么说？
人鱼线 ，I guess we don't really say that too much, but I mean,
哦，真的
？No,
you don't call them like
mermaid lines? No, we don't do that.
哦。那你们怎么形容那两条线呢？马甲线 ，you don't say like vest lines.
No, we don't really say that at all. Not that I can think of right now.
没有这种概念啊。
人鱼线呢 ？I mean, we wouldn't call them mermaid lines. I guess maybe
vest lines.
V lines.
V lines 啊，马甲线 vest lines. V for vest.
I don't know. 其实我不知道。I guess you call them V lines.
很多人现在特别痴迷这两条线哎。
Right?
Mm-hmm. Many people are very obsessed with getting the V lines.
Yeah, I think it's a little, I don't know. I mean, health is really important and looking and feeling good is really important, but I think some people become really obsessed with this stuff and it's 有一点过分了。
哎，前段时间不是有很多女生弄那个 A4 waist?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Did you see the whole
thing? Yeah.
A4.
Yeah.
你觉得这很 crazy?
Yeah, I actually like a girl with a nice developed waist.
developed, 就稍微有点腰。
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I like a girl with, with 臀部也有 比较宽的胯骨也是可以的。I don't like skinny girls.
对，那种就是 it's sickly. It
yeah,
looks,
it's silly.
就是太瘦了，让我觉得很 extreme.
I mean, I like talking about exercise. Like I love exercise. It's been a huge part of my life. But like people need to know when to relax. Like there's a point where something that's like healthy or too much of something isn't healthy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
我们前面说了一些 weightlifting, 然后 core strength, 核心力量啊。像我是 I try to go to the gym maybe 3 to 4 times out of every week.
Yeah.
一周去三四次。然后通常呢我是比较 my favorite equipment is the ab cruncher. 我最喜欢做那个腹肌那个 cruncher, 我也不知道中文怎么说，反正就是你在肩膀上负重 right? The weights are on your shoulders
yeah,
and
yeah.
then you like pull it.
Yeah, and you move forward.
Yeah, yeah. move forward, 做那个 crunch.、
Mm-hmm.
然后像一般这种equipment, 这种 machine,、
mm-hmm.
器械上面做的都是 cardio or non-cardio 的。
Oh, I mean, that would be 无氧的。
都是无氧。
对。
英文就是。
That would be anaerobic. Anaerobic.
Anaerobic.
Yeah.
但也可以说 non-cardio.
Yeah, no, we wouldn't really say that. We'd say anaerobic.
Anaerobic.
And then the opposite, you know, would be cardio, so that'd be 有氧的。
有氧的。
Yeah, or you could also say aerobic.
Aerobic.
Yeah.
诶那 Spencer, 你是很专业的吗 ?Fitness Pro, 健身达人、你一般到健身房 like, what is your workout routine? 你都会怎么安排啊
?Oh, man. That's a loaded question, Jenny.
Loaded, 就是你的回答会很多。
Yeah, that's a loaded question, Jenny. I mean, if we wanted to, we could have like, seriously, a whole show just about that.
你去一次健身房, how long does your workout last?
Shortest is 45 minutes, but if I did that, that's just like, you know, cardio and abs or something. But usually it's an hour and a half.To two and a half hours.
那你觉得要减肥的话，比如要夏天 get in the shape， 赶快夏天减减肥塑身。你给大家推荐一个最好的 routine， 比如我们一周 how many times should we work out and what kind of routine, what kind of activities?
I mean, yeah, that's you know, exercising is important. It's really important, but you are what you eat, so food is gonna be the biggest factor.
吃的你觉得 biggest factor 最重要的
？Yeah, food is gonna be the biggest factor.
Food 呢，就是也有很多人误区，特别女生就我们就不吃，对吧
yeah,
？Right,
that's,
so I just don't eat, or I eat only salads.
Yeah, that's yeah, no, that's a big mistake.
那应该怎么来规划呢
？Oh man, I mean, one, you can't starve yourself with nutrition. You're gonna need the nutrition, especially if you're working out. But you know, if you don't eat, it just makes your新陈代谢 just makes your metabolism slow. And then when your metabolism becomes slow.You go into survival mode and your body preserves fat.
Oh, okay. So you don't burn fat. It actually preserves fat.
Yeah, basically, if you don't eat, your body's going to feast on the muscle and save the fat, you know, for the most part. You might, oh, look, I weigh less. Yeah, but your body fat went up. It's not about how much you weigh, but how much fat is on your body.
对，所以有些人就变成瘦胖子。
Yeah, that's right, skinny fat.
Skinny fatty, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's quite common here in China.
好了，我觉得今天节目时间也有限，我就这样吧。Spencer 也要给我们放他 workout video 健身视频，你又给我们解释一下你那个在干嘛，然后我们把文本也放在今天的推送里面，好不好？
好，可以啊。
其实 Spencer 是给了我很多的 workout tips,、给了我很多的健身建议，所以特别谢谢你。我现在、
不用谢。
The very little abs I've got, 有一点点腹肌都是多亏你的 advice。
谢谢。
最后再问你一下，那个腹肌我们很多人说什么六块腹肌什么的，英语那个叫。
I mean, yeah, six pack.
Six pack.
Yeah.
那如果像我现在只有两块啊。Two pack?
No, I don't know. I mean, we wouldn't even say that.
Right?
Oh, come on, Jenny. I don't think women need like really developed abs. I think it's kind of gross.
你觉得女的太多的那个肌肉有点吓人。
Yeah, it's true. I mean, I know some women. I know a female bodybuilder actually here in Shanghai. She's like really
hardcore.
It's crazy. She's amazing, but I don't find her attractive.
好吧。
Yeah.
反正就是我觉得 overall 这种 fitness, well-being, 健康是最重要的。
Yeah, balance is important.
好，那 are you into working out? 然后你平时 do you go to the gym? What kind of exercises are you into? 大家都可以在今天的留言里面分享告诉我们啊。还有你配合的吃，你的这个整个 lifestyle 是什么样的？ 还有好多朋友都说一边 work out 一边听开言英语。
That's awesome.
Thank you guys. And we look forward to reading your comments today. And、mm-hmm. we'll see you next time. 再见。
Yeah, 下次再见。